Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham.
Chad Reed, you might not be so pumped on the lappers and all that. They kind of hurt both of you guys, but it made for a great race.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is everyone being hard on lappers? I mean, they were hard. Right. They sucked, honestly, but...
Mm-hmm. I jacked you up as much as it jacked
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, he got him, I got him. It was just one of those things. Mm-hmm. The Alessi group that we're in, I don't know who else was in it, but goddamn, man, they were going at it yeah. as a group, so... We maybe caught them off guard a little bit, but I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I got jacked probably around like 13, 14. He got a pretty good gap on me, and then about 17, 18, he got jacked, and I got back up on him. So yeah, it was a tough track. Yeah. Whoops were gnarly, so just had to.
Whoops were gnarly, but that's where you're gaining on him. You could obviously see that, and you were marking him, and you knew that was your strength.
Yeah, I knew that was my strength. It always has been, but.
I was waiting for the 19th lap blitz by. Didn't get close enough.
Yeah, no, I didn't get close enough. He's passed on me. I didn't allow me to triple, so he got a pretty good gap on me, and I was that's really the only thing I was bummed on is the fact that when he made the pass, I wasn't able to triple out before the finish line, and he just got a big enough gap on me that it wasn't going to leave me an opportunity on for a last lap, because he hooked me up a few times pretty good in those turns, so I was gonna send it if I had a chance.
Yeah, you made a comment on the podium about a little aggressive racing, and for us, this is the first time we've seen two of the big guys go at it like that. So maybe now it's starting to getting a little picked up.
Oh yeah, I mean, you got one and two guys in the championship, and we want to win. Mm-hmm. And he showed tonight that he wanted to win more. I'm not mad at him. Not you know anything. It's just. He showed me that that's what it takes to win, mm-hmm.
And you're like cool,
and it's cool, you know. Like let's race now, you know. Rubin's racing, and really nothing's off limits because he was sending it. So respect for him for running it in and getting the job done and getting the W. So thought I was gonna get number seven there for a little bit, but yeah, didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, San Diego always a good place for you, and us in the media mm-hmm. debate on whether it's actually true, but I mean it's got to be right. The dirt. The layout.
Yeah, but I honestly don't like the dirt. Tonight it was slick, it was nasty. You know, just I feel like I rode well tonight. I mean, the stadium always has an atmosphere about it that no other place does, but for the most part I feel like I rode well today, and I always think that it more to do with it's a football field, it's the first one we come to. You know, I typically like that layout more. The whoops are gnarly, which always seem to benefit me. So, yeah, I mean, sucks that I didn't get number seven. Honestly, I really wanted to get that, but yeah. I don't know, maybe I have to race again next year.
Hey, me and Wygant were talking in the press box. You've had some epic battles over the years. You've been racing forever. Are you getting faster? Are you going faster right now than you did 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Are you better?
I would say yeah. I feel like I'm better, and... I mentioned it, I think, I don't know if it was in an interview or on the podium thing, but, you know, you've been through the RC era, mm-hmm. James era. And,
Ferry era.
You know, Ferry era. Butts Creek, yeah. 03.
Yeah. Short era.
Yeah.
It was short.
But, you know, and then now RV, you know. And so, you know, throughout all that whole period, individually, they're all a little different, but mm-hmm. then they all do things very similar. So, RV is a lot like RC in the way he rides and in races. So honestly this year feels like it mirror images 03 a lot, you know. Yeah. Just like that strong rivalry that we got going on, we're kind of trading back and forth, and he wants it, you know, and that it kind of just brings, I don't know, the best out of me. Like I'm fired up right now, I'm ready to go to Dallas and you know fight for another 20 laps. So as I get older, I don't know if I've just learned more, if I'm on better bikes, around better people. I just think that, I think the two-stroke era, I feel like I had a pretty good grip of it. I won a lot of races always. When we first went to four-strokes, I honestly think that I just wasn't on the best one, you know?
Your percentage of your bike is how much better than that?
I just think that, just like, you know, the Suzuki was awesome. I loved it, you know, did well in that. And the Honda's been the same. It's been, I have a great feeling with it, and it's the same feeling that I've always had with two-stroke days when I was winning races.
I don't know how much you want to admit to this or say it, but last few races, it looks like you and RV are separating yourselves. You caught James in the heat race. You pulled away from Dungey pretty good the last 2 weeks. Are we getting to a top two, or is this still anybody can win any night? And I don't know what – I mean, I kind of put you in a bad spot with that. But.
I think that when you watch the race tonight, I think that RV and I were clearly ahead of the other guys. You know, but that can change always. It seems like starts are important. He was, you know, I think RV was maybe second off the start. I was maybe fourth, fifth. And then, you know, both of us went to the front, you know, immediately within the first two laps. So it's how it is. James is James. I mean, he could come back and, you know, go 4-4 on a rhythm section next weekend and make us all look silly. But or he could end up upside down again. But and Dunge, I don't know. You don't want to throw it out there that you predict things, but from what I've seen previous to this, we haven't really had any tough whoops, and whenever we did, he didn't look great in them. Today we had a really tough set of whoops, and I didn't really expect him to be there for 20 laps through the whoops. I just don't think that they're there yet with that. So hopefully the whoops are maybe not that gnarly, but hopefully they continue to be bigger and they continue to challenge us through the rest of the year.
A couple more questions. The rhythm section in practice, you guys were going 3-3-3, really big, gnarly. No one did it in a race. Did you have to go too far outside to do it? Did the line change? Or was it just like not sketch or too sketchy?
It was actually really easy. The line changed. Basically, they took away the berm a little bit. In the practice, it seemed
show.
Before the night show, it seemed like when they fixed the berm, they didn't fix it as good. So it wasn't. It just didn't turn out to be as big an advantage. I thought about it in the main. I'm like, do you go out there or do you not? You know, and you were just shortening up the track so much when you went to the inside. Yeah. So it would have been nice if they had tried to make it work, you know, just to try to make two lines. But it was a really easy section. It was just, it was too far outside.
Yeah. And then last question, you tweeted this week, the WADA drug testing thing. Thoughts on that, things on that? It's a urine test only, so maybe it doesn't get everything, or what do you think?
I think that, they were here tonight, and they did Wilson in the lights, which I think it's the first time in the U.S. that lights guys have ever been done. I don't know if anybody in the 450 class got done. Did Dungey get taken away? Maybe Metcalf. But I totally support it. I've always been vocal in the fact that, you know, the 10 years that I've been here, I've been tested, I think, twice. I think it's great. The thing that I don't like about it is that Ryan and I are chosen to be a part of the testing pool.
Yeah.
So then 12 months of the year, we have to give them, you know, every day.
Yeah.
And you have to do it quarterly. So 3 months in advance, you have to tell them literally what you're doing every day. You're going to be here at this place.
Yeah.
And you have to give them a time. I felt like it was difficult for me with a family and a change in schedule that really to understand where I was going to be. So I made my time slot 6 to 7 in the morning, which I have changed now because they were bashing on my door at 6 a.m. And I was just like, dude, what the hell
really,
is that?
Really, like literally just knock,
like,
knock, knock.
Bashing, just like bashing the door down at 6 a.m. And it's dark out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like laying there and you feel like you're dreaming it. And next minute I'm like laying there. And then next minute Ellie goes, is that the door? And I'm like, yeah. And then immediately I'm like, oh, you're kidding. I'm like, what
you
time is it?
Yeah,
immediately. Because,
yeah.
And the thing is with social media these days is the fact that, saw that, you know, Tommy Searle got tested, and then I seen RV got tested. So, I mean, you knew that I was at least in line.
Yeah.
And then that's probably the only thing that my complaint is that it's gnarly. To keep up with it, like, I was really, really lucky. because, you know, when I'm not going to be in that place, like I was in my Santa Barbara rental, if I'm not going to be there and I'm going to be in a hotel, like I got to text and like and be like, hey, I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be here. And then the day before, I actually, it rained in California, so I went south and stayed in a hotel, and it was totally unexpected, wasn't, and I forgot, I totally forgot to even do it. And then the next morning they show up at Santa Barbara. So I actually got lucky, because if you miss a test, it's a failed test.
Yeah, big deal.
You know, so that's my really only complaint is that RV and I, literally you have to employ somebody to keep up with your whole thing. And
it's good, but...
Yeah, and I mean, everyone's getting tested, which is nice. You know, like it seems like they've at least came this weekend. But yeah, just to make two guys out of the 450 class do... a lot of extra work.
Yeah.
That part sucks, but I totally love that they're testing and I support it. Even the fact that they bashed on my door at 6 a.m. I like it. They were nice. Okay, it's not ideal, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Biggest whoops of the series, JT makes the main, of course.
Oh, he's gnarly. Just I was. You know what's funny is, I was sitting up in the semi, and it was obviously live on TV this weekend, and. They were quite behind, actually. It wasn't necessarily live, but I'm sitting there, and next minute I see it was, what was it, Stroop, like they're kind of like they're following him, and next minute he stalls in the whoops, and I'm like, no way, and then I see a Suzuki go by, and I totally knew it was JT, because he was jumping through the whoops, and I'm like, no way, and then I look on my phone, and it was actually, he had already texted me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some short joke. Three. You know, short guys can make the main two, I guess. But
3-3-3-3-3-3.
Yeah.
Only guy.
Only guy, right? Yeah. But, okay. Good weekend. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.